Mark on the line from Martinez. You're next on the Giant 68.
How you doing, Leo?
Good. Thanks for hanging on.
You know, it's funny when you listen to you come on with the one thought, and then you listen to all the people calling, and it changes what you're going to say. But, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening, and I wonder, why is it, you know, I read the paper in the morning, I read the paper in the evening, I listen to your station during the day, and these people, they come up with, all, whether it be on the anti-war side or the, you know, we should be in their side, they read these little papers I've never even heard of, and they come up with these things that we could shut off the water, or we could do this, or we can't do this because of that. I never read them in or hear it in the media of the general public. Why is that?
Beats me.
You know, it's a funny thing. I'll tell you,
I don't know who to believe, Mark.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different forces out there. They all have their opinions and their point of view, and I guess the best anybody can do is read as much as possible. Read the little papers and the big ones, too, and try to make up one's own mind.
Yeah, well, you know, but the reason I called is that I think that the protesters are going on. I think it's great. I think it's a part of America. They can go out there and do that. But I don't understand, like, the burning of the flag. It seems to me there's a difference between anti-war and anti-America.
I don't think you're burning the flag is anti-American either.
I do. I look back at what my my grandfather did, you know, and people like that the flag represents me and you. It doesn't represent that government. It represents us. And those people are taking that and they're just stepping all on it. That has nothing to do with what George Bush is doing. It has to do with us. And you know, anti-war. You know, you can go out there and protest what George Bush and his administration did, but we make up the country, and we protest, and we can change things, or we can agree. But that flag stands for us, and I think that alienates more people that would be on their side, that are like on the middle of the road on this, than that they could ever get, you know, to go on their side by doing those things. I think it's crazy.
Well, I have to say, personally, it doesn't offend me to see the flag burn. It's just, to me, a piece of cloth. And our country is much more than that piece of cloth. And one of the things it is the fact that we can disagree on things. On the other hand, I do agree with you that it does obviously turn a lot of people off. And maybe what we need to do here is win some supporters to our side, not alienate.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Have a nice night.
Thank you, Mark. I hope we can. Jerry O'Connor is here with an update on the increased airport security. I understand now if you want to fly anywhere, you better get there an hour and a half to 2 hours early.
And that's for a domestic flight. 2 hours early if you're flying international. San Jose International has just announced it has increased security measures, as SFO did yesterday. And that they remind us, remember now, if you're flying somewhere, things are going to be a lot different starting right now. No curbside check-in for baggage. SFO and San Jose International's observation decks have been closed. Only ticketed passengers will be allowed through security checkpoints. And airport officials are asking people not to have family members come into the terminal with them at all. They prefer. And no one gets past the security. Don't leave your bags unattended. They will be taken away. And this has been stressed repeatedly. If you go get a snack and leave your bag, it'll not only be taken away, but destroyed. And,
I guess the fear is that if Saddam Hussein cannot strike back using military force, then terrorism is the only thing left to him.
We asked San Francisco Mayor Art Agnos about that earlier today, if the playoffs would be affected this weekend, and he said he hasn't been approached about it yet.
Well, I hope we don't start a panic, and I do think that these security measures are certainly well worth taking. But let's remember, there hasn't been an act of terrorism in Shadow Shores in
right.
7 years.
And these airports
are purely precautionary.
And these are travel advisories to let you know to come early. And if you bring carry-on baggage, it's going to be thoroughly searched. Don't leave it at the curb. And, you know, mom and dad say goodbye at home.
Thank you,